you have a Bible, turn to Proverbs chapter 7, please. All right, everybody find chapter 7. All right, so we're going to start over here. Robert, welcome home. Where's your sweetheart? I want to be with you. Vacation, she's had enough. Vacation caused a divorce right here in the midst of us. Good to see you, brother. Ade, it's good to see you and Linda. And Linda, you're not doing any crazy, right? Thank you. Thank you. All right, folks. For the next 4 weeks, maybe a little bit longer than that, I am sorry, we're going to deal 100% with ideas. If your mind does not work for ideas, forgive me. These are ideas, and we're going to discuss debatable issues. But I'm not going to bring up debatable issues for you to debate where you have no information, no knowledge. You just share, by the way, what we call opinions. Now remember, an opinion used to be something you had studied out. Today, an opinion is people's emotions. Whatever the latest emotion they have is, that's not an opinion. So, you know, I could talk about 1,000 things. There's a passage, there's actually about 3 or 4 of them. I'm going to read in Leviticus 21. It says, now, I like this text. Ade, you're disobeying it. Verse 5. Direct disobedience from Ade, by the way. Thou shalt not make baldness upon thy head. I love that verse. Anyhow, neither shalt thou shave off the corner of their beard. Well, I don't have a beard, so I have done that, so I will disobey that. But my favorite part, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. Last year, the kids brought up in Bible class, can we have tattoos? If you're a Billy Baptist, you know the 3 verses that you think make tattoos of the devil. Can I tell you what? That's an emotion, not an opinion, because you haven't even read the verses. Now, I'm not going to answer whether I think you should have a tattoo. I will tell you this, Ade, not as bad as you, but I have cuttings in my flesh. I have bullet holes, 2 here, 2 here, 1 here, 1 here. I have a long cutting in my flesh right here. Is that what it's talking about? By the way, don't be a Billy Baptist. Just make up stuff. Because, by the way, God knows you're right and the whole world is wrong. Can I say that again? You're right and the whole world is wrong. Actually, what I'm going to try to do is going to be real fun. Try to teach us how to think. Of course, if you think you already know how to think, well, we got a problem. Now, why do I start with Proverbs 7? This is Dave's fault. Dave asked me to teach Sunday school 1 week when they were on a little honeymoon. 20 years? 21 years? Something? 21. Wow. I spent more time writing this than I did the Sunday school class. Because I started with Proverbs 7 and I came across something about the young man. And he is, what's he called in Proverbs 7? Look with me. Proverbs 7 and verse 6. It is if the author is looking out the window through maybe shades or whatever. He's looking out the window and he sees somebody. It says, for I look out the window of my house and I look through the casement and I beheld among the what? All right, folks. The book of Proverbs has a lot to say about simple. I have a continuum. If you're not used to thinking in a system, the goal of this is for you to think in a system, not for you to think any way you want to think. You have to learn to think in some sort of a system. So one group is simple. And by the way, that wasn't the real problem with this young man. Notice what it says. And I beheld among the simple. There was more than one of them. I discerned among the what? A young man void of understanding. So, simple. Now, by the way, obviously the book of Proverbs also talks about wise people. And who are wise people in this room?
I'm listening. Can I say this? There are many people that I have met that think they are wiser than the rest of the world. Well, we'll talk about this. What's a wise person? Simple person? Obviously, you have fools. And then you have probably, you can call it scoffers, scorners. That doesn't really make any difference. Does that make sense to you? By the way, these are the four broad categories. Now, what we're going to do this morning, and what I'm going to attempt to do, is to show you a very simple premise. When you deal with any issue, so everybody in this room's got an opinion about everything. I can't hear you. Everybody has an opinion about everything. How many of you were alive and in your right mind when George W. Bush ran his first time in office and we had the hanging Chad problem? We couldn't figure out who won the election. And it went to the Supreme Court. It was the greatest debacle in American history, not the Supreme Court, not George W., not Al Gore. Why did you mention that name? I just was going to say Al. But anyhow, Al Gore, all of that. The biggest problem was the media didn't know what the Supreme Court ruling was. And you, I saw it live. They're dragging out their paper. And as they come before the camera, the guy's doing this. He wants to get to the answer. That's how we live our lives. We know things. We don't know things. Is that the sign of a wise person or a fool? Yeah. So what we're going to do, just casually, I'll let you make these, you know, figure out which category you're in. I know which category I'm in. Because you probably noticed I put the word simple, and I kind of messed it up here. We'll get to this in a minute. I think there's a gap here. All right, let's look in your notes. We'll start with the most opposed to everything, the scoffer or the scorner. Proverbs, and by the way, we're going to do characteristics, and this is really deep, folks, right exactly from the text. This won't be Pastor Warren's opinion. Hello? This isn't anybody's opinion. We're going to read through the text to find out what the scorner and the scoffer is. Characteristics of the scorner and the scoffer. These are the texts that deal with it. Proverbs 9:7. He that reproveth a scorner. What? Read with me, please.
Getteth to himself shame.
So when you deal with a scorner and you ever correct them, look me in the eyes. You better expect they're not going to accept correction. Rule number one, that you're going to get it right back on you. Proverbs 9, verse 8, reprove not a scorner, lest he... These are characteristics of a scorner, folks. Oh, by the way, you rebuke a wise man, and guess what? Yeah, because especially if you do it in the right attitude, the person says, yeah, I want to know that. Give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. 13:1, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A scorner loveth not one that reproves. Does everybody see a pattern? What's the pattern of the scorner? By the way, everybody with me, this is your whole life. The amount of ignorance and foolishness among Christians is no different than the world. Because we're all doing things this day and age by our emotions. Gotta know yesterday. Gotta know right now. And then there's the hatred if you don't know, and the hatred if you're right, and hatred if you're wrong, and it's like, oh my goodness. Take a breath. Slow down. By the way, scorners don't like to be rebuked. Not in the least. Doesn't like any kind of reproof. And then it says in verse 12, if I'm not correct, neither will he go into the wise. We'll have to talk about that more. But we're just going to move through this stuff quickly. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. Sometimes in leadership, you have to stop the mouth of people that are mouthing. That's a given. 21:1 or 11. When a scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. Well, your first characteristic. Everybody look at me. This is not Pastor Warren's opinion. This is the text. Clear? You don't get to interpret it your way. By the way, I want to say this. I don't think we would have any of this group in here. I hope. Because this is obviously the most anti-God, anti-group of the four categories. I hope. But simply stated in your notes. Characteristic first, cannot be rebuked or reproved. You just can't reprove them. You say, why? Somebody tell me why. They're never wrong. If you're never wrong, you can never receive correction. By the way, you have that kind of kid in your class. You know what you're doing? This is country talk. Folks, I could be more crude from the country. Spitting in the wind. Because no matter what you say, they ain't listening. They cannot. You didn't hear me. They cannot be reproved. Ever. All right, next. They will not hear rebuke. They will not. Next. They will not seek the wise or counsel. They will not. Why would they get counsel? They get counsel from themselves or from their team. By the way, what is the biggest problem that a president has? If he has everybody in his back pocket, nobody will tell him anything outside of it. By the way, best cabinet in history, Lincoln. He had everybody that hated his guts. And actually, most of them wanted his job. And said so. By the way, you get a group of people that circle around the drain and they all smell the same, they wear the same cologne, they talk the same lingo. That's not a wise person. That's your posse. Whatever term you use. I asked the question, why will they not seek the wise or counsel? Why would they not do that?
They already know.
Well, who could tell me something?
Ego.
No, it's ego. It's ego. But folks, look at me in the eyes. By the way, we're really distracted here, folks. Look up here. You know what? There's not a person in this room that thinks they have a big ego. Well, excuse me, there's a few of you think I have a big ego. Well, thank you for sharing. How about your little ego? Will you come and ask people that, by the way, outside of your little posse, anything? The answer is most people do not. By the way, that is the... You're going to see this as, by the way, the problem with this is a continuum. It's not four categories. It's a continuum because fools have some of the same characteristics. All right, we got to move because I want to get through all of it. Cannot be rebuked or reproved. Will not hear, will not seek the wise or counsel. Who could be wiser than me? Well, they can only be punished or corrected by God himself. That's one of the concepts that you find. You know, smite a scorner. God will take care of it, but no one else is going to help. Well, let's look at the fool. I put the first verse in here, but the first verse is in Psalms, and it's of zero value in our discussion. Our problem is we will do a Billy Baptist thing. Sorry, I have that term. If you haven't heard it, it's Pastor Warren's term. A Billy Baptist thing is this. I ain't really listening to the scripture because I'm saved. Yes, the fool says there is no God. But Proverbs is not mainly focusing on that. Proverbs is focusing on, look at me, what a fool does. All right. All of this came, Dave, because of you when I was teaching Sunday school. 100%. Proverbs 10, verse 8. The wise in heart, read with me, will do what?
Receive commandments.
But a prating fool shall fall. You know what it means? The old King James English prating. Anybody?
Babbling.
You ever see a person, by the way, they cannot ever shut up? I have people in my family. You've never met them. You know why you've never met them? Because I refuse to be around the person that cannot shut up. Because people that just, what are you talking all the time for? We'll come to that lady. You know, but by the way, a wise person listens, of course. Why wouldn't you want to know? Jim Duncan's not here today. He's out partying someplace. Sent me a good article, by the way, from the most terrible source. If you know anything about politics, far right, far left, I don't read far right. I didn't even know the name Nick Fuentes until yesterday. I didn't know there were people out there in La La Land that hated Jews, hated blacks, that called themselves conservative. I call them racist, but he calls himself a conservative for whatever reason. I don't know. But by the way, what's far left? Slate? Vox? You know those newspapers. They're so far left that Lenin would be ashamed. Okay? Jim Duncan sent me an article. I had already read it on Real Clear Politics, which I told you to read last week if you want to have an opinion. Both sides, and I read it. The guy actually had made sense. Shocking. Yeah. You want to be wise, you listen to wise people. Well, verse 10. He that winketh with his eyes causeth sorrow, but a prating. We're back to that babbling fool shall fall. Proverbs 12:15. The way of a fool is? But, on the other side, he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Joseph, you do a little counseling on the base?
Every now and then.
I've only got a question for you. I am assuming that every person you counsel crosses their hand, bows their head, and says, thank you for sharing that. I'm going to start that today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, can I tell you one thing I've changed then? At 68. You come to me and you say, Pastor, can you show me a good book on subject X? I will share with you a good book on subject X, but you will buy it and you will read it, because I don't share books with people who aren't really interested. They're interested, I don't know what they're interested in. Learned that a long time ago. You say, how many people listen to counsel? Well, we better continue. Proverbs 12:15, you can mark it down, the way of a fool is always right in his own eyes. He hasn't gotten any counsel. Or if he got counsel, again, he gets it from his, you understand his posse. He has three or four buddies. By the way, I love teenagers. I was a teenager. Did you know that? I like teenagers. I like young adults. I like young adults a great deal. Do I think three young adults should get together and share each other's wisdom? Folks, until you have got 100,000 miles under the hood, you haven't begun to live. But I'm wise. No, that's the other kind of wisdom. All right, let's keep reading. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A wise man, 14:16, feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rages and is confident. 15:5, a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. 17:10, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. That's one of my verses I memorized in Bible college, because can I say this to you? Everybody, please look at me. Within you, do you know who you is? Within you, this you, are elements of foolishness. I don't want to be one of those people God has to. Do you? I don't want to make the same mistake 100 times. I'm going to say this. By the way, just so you know, we're going to do this class for 4, maybe 6 weeks. Maybe the college and career are going to split off at that time. They want to try that one more time on the Sunday morning, which is fine. But we're not going to do anything permanent. We're going to have classes in here on child rearing. Can I say this? If you make the same mistake child rearing over and over and over, do you realize there's a problem? You say, you're being mean. Not nearly as mean as you were last week. You said something in church that I had never dared to think. He doesn't remember what it was. I do. I want to say this to you, friend. You don't make the same mistake over and over. That's an element of foolishness. Say, are you a fool? See, you're thinking Pastor Warren's going to preach to you. I'm preaching to me. We all have elements of foolishness. Proverbs 17:10 was a very helpful verse for Pastor Warren in the day. 18:2, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart, and this is kind of strangely expressed in the King James, may discover itself, not that he can figure out his heart's motives, but When he walks into a situation he doesn't want to understand or she doesn't, they just want to talk and share their wisdom. They just got to get it out there. Yes. 28:26. He that trusteth in his own heart is. By the way, if you trust your own judgment, folks, when you get older, thank you, Mr. Tupper, for at least shaking your head. No, thank you. I appreciate that. By the way, can I say this? I'm a couple years older than you. How old are you, Anderson? 21. I wish I could say I was always wise. Can I say this? It doesn't necessarily get better. All right. What are the characteristics of a fool? Are you all ready? You say, I'm not a fool. By the way, I didn't call you a fool. I said, what are the characteristics from the text of a fool? In your notes. They talk too much. You say, Pastor, don't you talk a lot? You know, folks, I can stay at home for hours. I can be alone for days. I actually prefer, some of you don't get this, to be alone. I don't think you heard me. If you think I'm a Mr. People person, I have learned to, I like people. I've learned to be around people. I don't do small talk well. So if you want to talk about your hairdo, I'm out of here. If you want to talk about your eyelashes, I'm out of here. If you want to, you know, Now, if you're talking about ideas and life, oh, I'm there. By the way, I'm not good at everything. Folks, I love to be alone. Can I say this? Every fool I've ever met talks all the time. So if you want to know if you have foolish, look at me, foolish inclinations, I bring up a subject. Epstein, do you have an opinion? You just got to talk about it? Maybe you could do this. Or Pastor Warren, he's arrogant. Yes, of course I'm arrogant. Of course, anybody that speaks to you is arrogant, right? Who are you talking about? Let's keep reading. Talks too much. I put in my notes, write it down, write it in stone. They're prating, babbling, bubbling. By the way, it could also be like bubbling. It's just always bubbling out. Next, a fool is always right. You know, we're going to spend an entire Sunday school, either next or the following, talking about that problem. The desire to be right keeps you wrong most of the time. It's okay. Can I say this to everybody? It's okay not to have an opinion occasionally. It's okay not to think, am I the right? But I grew up with this stuff. So for many years of my life, everything, I'm right. So a fool is always right. Next. Obviously, a fool cannot be instructed. That's 15:5. Next, a fool is always confident. That's 14:6. Fool rages and is confident. 15:5, of course, says a fool, it's almost impossible to instruct. That's 17:10. It's almost impossible to instruct a fool. Darian Coleman was in our school, was it 2 weeks ago? I claim no perfection for Darian Coleman. He's a graduate of our school. I like Darian. I had him here because I wanted him to talk about, he graduated. How did you get into physical therapy? He has like an undergrad. You have this weird field these days. You get a doctorate in physical therapy. It's not a real doctorate. That's the problem. Sorry, it's one of those technical things. But by the way, he has an undergrad. He has a good job, makes a good living. You know what I liked about him the most? When he was talking, you could see, this is a guy, look at me, this is a guy, whatever you think about Darian Coleman, they can actually listen to the people over him and learn something. Fools cannot learn. They're always, okay, so talk too much, is always right, is always confident, cannot be instructed, that's verse 15:5, almost impossible to instruct, that's 17:10. Frankly, not interested in knowledge, understanding, or wisdom. Not interested. Not interested. They're only interested in talking and their own opinion. A fool hath no delight in understanding. Let me ask you, when's the last time you sat down with somebody that knew something you didn't know and just said, tell me, show me, help me, help me to understand? Is there something in you? By the way, if there's not, I'm not calling you a fool. You have elements of being a fool within you. You cannot hear anybody else unless they're part of your posse. You know, the group that tells you what you want to hear. Well, they only trust his or her own heart, which goes back to, you know, my opinions. All right. So, without raising your hand or saying anything, have you recognized anything about yourself in any of this? If you haven't, Houston, we have a problem. Because the whole point of talking about a fool is for us to do what? To recognize we have elements of that in us. Sometimes I want to have an opinion. I talked about this too many times. Went home, got a niece. The niece could have had a brain. My wife and I think Amy and others in the family helped her with math. She actually had the ability to do at least algebra kind of stuff, algebra 1 and 2, maybe geometry. I don't know about above that. But, you know, at 18 years old, she decided she was wiser than the entire world. She needed to live in her mother's basement with a guy and get pregnant and have children. That's not my point, besides that's stupid. My point is this. She wanted to tell me during COVID. I don't have one with me. Right in your hand, just hand it to me. She said, you know, those COVID vaccines, they're putting nanotechnology in those COVID vaccines. So they can track it. Really? Really? They can't track you now? They can track my car, they can track my phone. Plus, of course, I don't go anyplace, so it's not hard to track, but it's like, come on. By the way, that's called somebody who just has to have an opinion. Can I tell you what my opinion is of COVID? Vaccine. I took all of them, by the way. I took the boost, I got boosted shot. I just got out of surgery. I had that blessed bag under my pants. They didn't know I took my first shot. I took the shots the whole way. Can I say something? Here's my idea of COVID. Just about everybody was wrong. Did COVID solve COVID? The pro-vacciners, they were wrong. The anti-vacciners, they were wrong. You know why? We had to have answers before we had answers. That was our problem. Couldn't figure it out. All right, let's go to the next concept. Simple. I'm going to ask you at the end of this not for you to tell me where you fit in. Characteristics of the simple. Proverbs 1, verse 4. I hope you grasp this verse. This is the precious verse. To give subtlety to the simple. To the young man what? And some kind of discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. 1:22. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. 7 verse 7. And he beheld among the simple ones. I love that. I discerned among the youths. By the way, he's obviously equating the two. A young man void of understanding. Proverbs 14:15. The simple believeth every word. But the prudent looketh well to his going. Proverbs 22 verse 3. This is so important, it's mentioned twice. That's pretty powerful. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple, what do they do? So, just in case you didn't get it the first time, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. What are the characteristics of the simple? Well, first of all, lack of understanding. That's kind of what you get from the whole thing. They just don't understand a lot of things. We have time for me to do this quickly. In the Bible, I'll just do this shorthand. Sometimes these are used interchangeably. I didn't spell them, so I hope you can figure it out. Knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Knowledge is this ability, and it's an important one, to accumulate. It's the accumulation of info. Obviously, before you make any kind of decision about anything, you've got to accumulate. Yes? You say, if you don't have the basic facts and knowledge, talked to my sister yesterday. My sister had major back surgery. She's been, now that you saw my sister, Rita, could barely walk, correct? And she was walking in weird ways, and she had the doctor, unfortunately, she was talking to a neurologist. You all know that some doctors, you know the statement, if all you have is a hammer,
everything looks like a nail.
Well, she was talking to a neurologist, the problems were neurological. She finally saw a surgeon, and the surgeon did, I know this is shocking, he did x-rays and MRI on her spine, and she had a breakdown in the spine in the bottom. I mean, broken down and twisting the spine. That's the reason she couldn't walk for 2 years. Well, they fixed that, but the problem is, in that 2 years, her left knee is the weirdest. I can't do the motion. Her left knee is poking her right leg. They're going to have to do a knee replacement. My sister wanted to know.
What's it like?
She wanted to know some information. Yeah, before she does it. Understanding is this. It's the ability to starting to associate, put things together. You know, this connects to this, and this connects to this, and this connects to this. If I have a gift, I'm pretty good at systems. And most people are pretty good at their mind kind of being like a woman's purse. It's in there someplace, but we don't know where. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to comment on any more about women's purses because I have women in here related to me, so I might die. All right. By the way, what's wisdom? Wisdom's a higher thing. And by the way, just so you know, not everybody's gifted at all three of these. We have people in our church, I'll just say his name, Jim Duncan, that's quite good at the third one, which is application of info. Otherwise, making wise decisions. But you do understand that is not identical to accumulation of this facts, information, nor is it exactly the same with putting it together. There's three different pieces of this. You have to be able to get the information, put it all together, and then apply it. Well, those are pretty tough skill set. Well, a simple person lacks understanding. Next, this is what I like. I would be very happy if today you walked out the door with one thought in mind. This is who I am. You say, why? In your notes. The simple people are the recipients of the book of Proverbs. It was not written to, look up here, it wasn't written to scorners. Why?
Because they're
not really written to fools, except, listen, fools that been this direction. It's actually written to simple people. So if you start the world out as this, I don't know everything. I'm open to information. I'm open to ideas. I'm open to thoughts. I'm open to thinking. By the way, in this room, who knows history well? Raise your hand or modestly. If I want to talk to anybody in this room about history, she's the one I'm going to talk to. Does she know everything?
No.
By the way, she teaches it. She's pretty smart. Why would you know people to get the right information from? I'm going to talk tonight briefly in an illustration about David McCullough. Anybody in this room know who David McCullough is? Yes, he is the greatest history writer ever of what he wrote. He won the Pulitzer Prize. I can tell you this, he could have won it for almost every book he wrote. But I think after two times, they were embarrassed to give it to him more. If you hear any documentaries with that really good voice, it's him. He's gone now. Folks, if I want to know something about John Adams, I'm sorry, Jamie. I like Jamie. I'm not asking Jamie. I'm going to ask McCullough. Does this make sense to you? A simple person, I don't know, but I'm going to try to find out. This book is the recipients of Proverbs, meaning the audience, the focus, the group that Proverbs is written for are simple people. He's trying to take us and give us ways of getting the knowledge, getting the understanding, getting the wisdom, and not being, nobody's going to tell me. You had the audacity to ask me a question. Wow, that sounds more like this and this. Now, you say, I don't like that. I didn't write a single text we read this morning. I would be very happy if all of us considered ourselves simple, because then we can start moving. Next, obviously the simple can go either way. You understand? That's the reason I put it here twice. The simple could move to being a fool, could move to being more wise, according to the matter of the heart, the submission, their willingness to hear, those sorts of things. They can go either way. They can go towards foolishness or towards wisdom. Either way. Is that correct? Again, that's the whole book of Proverbs. You realize the book of Proverbs has an intended audience, simple people. Because you realize when you're dealing with simple people, as opposed to, by the way, this scorner is just a person, they're not going to listen. Many fools are pretty hard-hearted and they talk too much. You say, you keep talking about talking. I'm going to talk about talking until some people stop talking all the time. And actually, when somebody knows something they don't know, ask them a question. Talk, talk, talk. Babble, babble, babble. Blurp, blurp, blurp. In your notes. Can go either way. Unfortunately, this group is also easily swayed. And I think we know this. You know, you're always nervous about a young person. Because, by the way, by definition, teenager, early adult, by definition, you know, they're still in the simple category, by definition. And I say in your notes, and this comes from the last two verses, 22:3 and 27:12, they're often punished by life, unfortunately. That's the hard part. Life can punish us all. All right, characteristics of the wise. I asked a question and I had to do it quickly. What doesn't this mean? Everybody look at me. In the Bible, wisdom has nothing to do with education, has nothing to do with IQ. It's important to know that. So you say, I'm not very smart. That's not, by the way, I've met many wise people that are not educated. They just get life. They by the way, if they don't know something, they ask people, they don't ask their buddies or their posse. They ask people that know. Certainly. Of course. I'm always asking people questions. I thought that's what we're here to do. All right. A wise man, what?
Will hear.
Will hear. And will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Proverbs 3:7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. See, that's, we'll get to that in a minute. The next verses we're going to skip, they all talk about the fear of the Lord. It's beautiful, it's perfect, it's important, but it's not an escape clause. See, here again, we're back to the problem. Well, I'm saved. I fear God, so I'm okay. Yeah, but that's the beginning of wisdom. That doesn't make you wise. Proverbs 9, verse 8. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and what? What? Can I say this, friend? Everybody look at me. Pastor Warren, 68 years old. I don't know how long I'll be here. You say, you plan on leaving? No. I'm planning on leaving somewhere around, I'll tell you up front, 80. John MacArthur made it to 86. I don't think I'll make it to 86, but maybe 80. But can I say this? If you're a Christian, you're going to be in church hearing the Word of God your entire life. You better learn to listen and to dial down that ego. And if you have a mouth problem, turn it off. Otherwise, every pastor becomes, every teacher becomes, kind of becomes it just ridiculous. All right, we're going to keep reading. Verse 12. If thou be wise, I don't have time to even talk about this. Thou shalt be wise for thyself. Basically, if you're ever going to do this, you yourself choose to do it and you have to do it. The wise in heart, what's it say? But that prating fool, you know, that person always babbling. Nope. Proverbs 13:20. He that walketh with wise men shall be what?
Wise.
But a companion of fools? Of course, I've never met a person who thought they had fools in their whole world. All right? 17, 27, and 8 are just powerful. He that hath knowledge spareth his words. And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Can I ask you a question? Why do you think I talked in the last 6 months talked so much about talking? You think it's about me, Pastor Warren? No. The Bible, look at me. I'm going to preach on this sometime in the next 6 months. The central concept in the Bible is the word Shema. It's how you get saved. You hear. It's not talking, it's hearing. And we've got to get that. Talking all the time, you stay where you are. And guess what? You're always right and everybody else is wrong. But hearing, and hearing's tough. All right, characteristics from, by the way, only from the text. The last verses all say the same thing. I'll summarize that at the end. I would tell you the first characteristic of a wise person is they do not think they're wise. Now, you can, of course, do what with that statement? Well, you can fake it. You know the humble brag, oh, I'm not. By the way, folks, I'm very good at some things, terrible at others. Welcome to reality. I'm okay at some, better than that at others. Do you know what you're good at, what you're not good? By the way, if you come up here and my wife says, I can't play the piano, that's not humility, that's a lie. But I think basically I think wise people, this is Pastor Warren's opinion, probably think they're this. And they're in need of this. Simple people in the other direction think they're this. And they're really in need of wisdom. Mm-hmm. They're always open to hearing. That's verse 5. Wise man will hear. Shema, that's the word, folks. A wise person listens. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone? By the way, who's your favorite conversation partners? Look at me. Who do you like to talk to, Jen Book? Who do you like to have a conversation with? Who what? Who actually listens to, wants to understand. Yes? Is that correct? By the way, wisdom is not I'm wise and everybody else is stupid or my little group is wise. It's a person that knows how to hear. Always listening. All right. Let's continue. They're always open to hearing. They're always, in my opinion, growing, learning, and applying. Years ago, I made somebody that used to come to this church furious. I did not do it because of them. I was reading a book on childhood psychology that said this. Are you guys ready? A child under age 2 should never have set their eyes on a screen. We had a TV in the nursery up until that day. Because I started realizing that's the reason we have kids that cannot think at all, and we have adults because they're just living in a screen. I can't get much of an amen. They live in a screen. And it starts in the nursery, and I'm thinking, well, if we have a nursery, there's not going to be a screen in that nursery. So I pulled it out. You say, you're terrible. Actually, I learned something. Remember, Dave, you talked about it in one of the sessions a little bit. The way your mind is wired, your mind is very plastic at a young age. It's adapting. And when a kid is constantly this, that's how they have to live their life. But if you slow that down, by the way, why did I have farmers, Jenny, in my first church? They could have conversations for hours and think about ideas because they didn't grow up with screens. They grew up alone milking a cow. By the way, when you learn that, it's like, oh, it's the strangest thing I've ever been around. I had a small group of old people that were all farmers, and yes, we're going to get down a couple minutes from now. All I know is I'd never been around people. They could talk about anything you could talk about, and they could listen and interact. Then I meet people, something's always clicking. All right, in your notes, they do not think they're wise. They're always open to hearing. They're always growing, learning, and applying. They're always open to counsel or insight. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? You say, Pastor, are you always open to counselor insight? All right, I only got 2 minutes and we're going to be late as it is, but I'm going to tell the story quickly. Many years ago, in Bible college, I got a B. Here's the problem. I knew I didn't get a B in that dumb class. I slept through that class and got an A. The way the school was organized before computers, you had to go see a certain person. To get to that person, I'm not exaggerating, 9 levels of secretaries. And each secretary considered themselves Napoleon. Strangest place. I went down there. I got my, ready to go. By the way, did you get a B in the class? Yes, because I gave up after about the third step. It's like, nah, this isn't worth this. I'll be okay. But here's my point. I told this story before. Walked up to the number one dictator's office, and they treated you like an animal cracker. I walked up, and she said, I walked in. She's a secretary. Sorry, you're not the Pope. I walked in and she said, go back out that door and knock on that door. All right, I'm but 28 years old. I already have a degree in medical technology. I'm not a kid. I've been 6 years in the Navy. I don't need some little bimbo telling me what to do, but can I say this? Can I say this? She was right. So I walked back out, knocked on the door, went in. Grow up. You say, somebody said, oh, come on. Wise people listen. Grow. Learn. Next, I believe wise people are surrounded by wise men. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. And by the way, folks, the wise people don't have to be alive. There's a thing called, are you ready? Books. Can I tell you why you don't like to read? A lot of reasons. Probably screens, number one. And number two, you're not used to sitting under somebody and listening to them. And reading is all about, I'm not talking about novels, I'm talking about books. Submitting yourself and listening and analyzing and thinking and being rebuked, yeah. So you don't have to go down the road of people, but it's nice to have people. Friend, every single week of my life I talk to a certain group of people. And can I say this, Tim? You know this. The guys in our Bible group, are any of them stupid?
No.
They all have a minimum of a PhD. Yeah, you say, why? Why are you hanging out with people less than you? It's the typical woman that hangs out, forgive me, we don't have in this church right now. We have in the past where a woman hangs out with a bunch of ugly women because the ugly women make her look better. So I'm stupid, but I find more stupid people to hang with. No. So we're surrounded by wise people in one fashion or another. I have things that I can say about that. It isn't always, the person isn't always talking, but is always listening. I mean, that's back up there. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise. I mean, it's okay to listen, especially to intelligent people that know things. Obviously, the wise person brings honor to other people. That's all those verses we didn't read. Chapter 10, 1 down. All right, everybody, please look at me, and we're finished. Forgive me for taking so long. I know we're late. Look at me in the eyes. When you walk out of here this morning, this is what I would like for all of you. Drop thinking you're wise, or your posse's wise, or your group is special. Start with this. I'm a simple person. I'm in need of counsel. Get the counselor. You say, I can't talk to the person? Read a book. Read the information. If I want to learn about, by the way, if I want to learn about 1776, I'm reading David McCullough's book, 1776. I'm not reading your book. If I want to learn about John Adams, the second president, I'm reading him. If I want to learn about the third president, Thomas Jefferson, I'm reading Ellis. You say, what? It's been his whole life researching Thomas Jefferson. By the way, wise people seek wisdom, surround themselves with wise people, ask questions, interact, listen, and don't talk as much, except when it's time to talk. Father, thank you for this day. Bless our time in Christ's name.